Lord, we give you thanks and praise as we celebrate the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we pray that you would always give us a sense of awe and wonder at the beauty of this gift, that you abide in us and we abide in you through this communion. And help us to grow in our faith and to share this gift with others by being your presence to them and to all the brokenness and things we see in the world that we're upset about, that we are your hands and feet and you give yourself to us so that we can give ourselves to others. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. So today we celebrate Corpus Christi, and the Eucharist is central to who we are as Catholics. I remember reading something in the Second Vatican Council that we are most church when we come together to celebrate the Eucharist. And that's not to say all the other activities we do, helping the poor, feeding the poor, works of charity, and so forth aren't important, but we are most church when we come together to proclaim the greatness of God's love revealed in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ and where we receive his body, blood, soul, and divinity. And so just a few insights today to hopefully help us all grow in our love and knowledge and experience. It's not just a knowledge, it's an encounter with the risen Lord. That's what the Eucharist really is all about. The first thing is that it can only be understood through faith, that faith accesses this mystery. We say that, you know, the mystery of faith. How is it possible for the Lord to give himself to us, body, blood, soul, and divinity, and to enter into our bodies and souls and to feed us and nurture us? Well, it's a mystery of faith. It's kind of the same thing with the incarnation. How is it possible for the fullness of God's divinity to dwell within the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary? She's the Ark of the Covenant, one of her titles. And if you just looked at Jesus on a strictly physical level, he looks like a man, he talks like a man, he probably slept like a man, snored like a man, all those things. But through faith, we realize that, no, there's something more here than meets the eye. This is the Son of God, the Anointed One of God, who went about doing good and healing those who were oppressed by the devil, Acts 10:38. So through faith, we access this mystery. And if you struggle with this, and a lot of people do because they always love to publish the polls about how many Catholics don't really believe in the real presence. And I think that's more of, we don't do a very good job teaching about it, you know. So when people are asked that question, well, what does this mean? They don't really understand. But it also is a crisis of faith. We're going through a crisis of faith right now in the church where people just don't believe a lot of the very basic tenets of Christianity anymore. So if you struggle with understanding the Eucharist or believing, it's quite simple. It's our patron saint, St. Thomas, the Apostle. Lord, help my unbelief. You just ask for more faith. And it's that simple. You don't have to get into what we call the paralysis of analysis. Just ask. Understand the goodness of God. And that if you're struggling with a belief in the church, then you ask for clarity and understanding that you can experience more of the grace of God through the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. So before we come to Mass, we should be preparing ourselves. Lord, help me to believe that you have something to strengthen me and you want to touch my heart and help me with all the problems that are going on right now in my life. And Lord knows we all have problems. That's something I can say with certitude. Some more than others, but we all have challenges and difficulties in this world. Even last night, we were getting ready for confirmation and a dispute arose between a couple of people. So the minute I walked out of confession, I was escorted outside to try to referee this dispute or to try to make some peace into it before we started the celebration of confirmation. And I just thought, you can expect more of that, you know, but you can also expect more grace. And I just said a prayer to the Holy Spirit that he would bring healing for whatever happened. I had no idea what happened. I still don't know. But that this is about celebrating the gift of the Holy Spirit for these young men and women. And this is a distraction. So we're just going to clear that away and not focus on that right now. But that's calling upon the Lord for help when you need help, and we can all do that, and especially when it comes to Mass. A lot of people say, I don't get anything out of Mass. Have you heard that, especially teenagers or young people? What do you put into Mass? You just show up as a spectator, or are you really actively participating in believing and listening with an open heart to the Word of God that was just proclaimed? Or do we just kind of, it's so easy for us to go through the motions. I had a conversation with a mother a little while ago about how their daughter isn't married in the church and has no interest in doing that. You assume just because you dragged her to church and she got her first communion, she got confirmed that she believed in all the basic teachings of the Catholic Church. That's not true. And so John Paul II would say that many Catholics are sacramentalized, but they're not evangelized. They have not opened the door of their heart to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So why would they value something if they haven't had that foundational encounter yet? So we have to always go back to the preaching of the gospel, Do you really believe? Have you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior? I know a lot of Catholics make fun of our Protestant brothers and sisters for talking like that, but that's not something to make fun of. It's a two point. Do you believe? Have you crossed the threshold of faith and say, I believe, I accept you, and I want to follow you, and I want my life to change? That's the second point. The Eucharist is not just this personal encounter, although it's very personal, but there's always the two beams of the cross. So there's the horizontal beam and the vertical beam, and it's the great commandment, love of God and love of neighbor. So if we come to receive communion every Sunday and we're not growing in charity and love of our neighbor, Houston, we have a problem. To quote something, we should be growing and looking for signs of charity and being more loving and affectionate towards the people around us, and especially the ones we don't like. And there are a few of those, aren't there? Not in this parish, but maybe somewhere else in your workplace or your families. But they're people that we don't get along with. And the Eucharist, Jesus' presence coming to us, body, blood, soul, and divinity, can help break down those walls of hostility and bring us into reconciliation with God and reconciliation with one another. That's the whole reason we're here, is to celebrate reconciliation with God through the blood of Jesus, and that we're working it out on earth to try to get along with each other, not fight, and to love one another as God has loved us. Amen? And that's why there's an important document that came out after a synod with all the bishops on the Eucharist. It's called the Sacrament of Charity. The Sacrament of Charity. What a brilliant title. It's all about charity, love, love of God, love of people. And again, if we want to convince people about the beauty of the Mass, it's the way we live our lives. It's the way we treat other people. Amen? The last thing is, and I said this during Lent, I remember, my memory's not so great, but I remember praying at the beginning of Lent for all of us to have Eucharistic encounters with the Lord. New insights about the Eucharist, either coming for adoration or just coming to Mass, where things happen in our lives where you realize, wow, this is amazing. What a privilege to be here today and celebrate this Mass and be together with my brothers and sisters. So I just want to pray for that again, that in the days ahead, as things kind of unravel around us, and they're unraveling, that we have new insights of what a privilege it is to come together every Sunday and faithfully celebrate the Eucharist, and that God is going to show us something new. And I told you years ago in 2007 when I went to the Holy Land, that whole year was just discovering new things about the Eucharist. And there was a word when I was in the upper room, in the chapel there, well, there's three of them, but I think I was in the right one, the upper room celebrating the Eucharist, said, this is going to be a year of wonderful discoveries about the Eucharist, and you haven't even touched the tip of the iceberg yet, as far as the beauty of the sacrament and what I can do to transform your life through it. And that year, I got all kinds of invitations to talk about the Eucharist all over the archdiocese, and just books came into my presence that I hadn't seen before that just spurred a greater love and understanding. There's one book I'd like to recommend. This was the most helpful book I've ever read in my life, and I have 940 books up in the rectory. It's sickening. Because often they're out of print and use it for retreats, so I can't get rid of that because I need that. Maybe I'll need that someday. But this one's in print. And it's called Jesus and the Jewish Roots of the Eucharist by Brent Petrie. It is the most, that book, it gave me so many insights into the Old Testament and just how everything works together for our good. I've never read anything like it. I wish we would have had it in a seminary, but it wasn't written back then. Jesus and the Jewish Roots of the Eucharist. I'll put it on the website. Highly recommend that. Highly recommend that. So Lord, we thank you for the gift of your body and blood, and we just pray that we, our minds and hearts be open to the transformation you wish to accomplish through us, through this gift, and most importantly, that we're growing in love of you and love of neighbor. And that's why you give yourselves to us, is to transform our hearts so that we can transform the world. So help us to understand the empowerment you desire to give us as we receive you today, and that we're never alone, never abandoned. You're always with us. And this is the sign of that. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.